Here's Check on Stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. The current Salisbury-Sharon transfer station site will be closed today and Wednesday. The new Salisbury-Sharon transfer station located at 410 Millerton Road, Route 44, will be opening at 8 a.m. on Thursday. In Salisbury, on the ZBA meets at 5 p.m. and the Salisbury Rec Commission at 7:30. Sharon Board of Selectmen hold their regular meeting at 3 o'clock in person and via Zoom. The Sharon Board of Finance has a special meeting at 6:30 via Zoom. Board of Selectmen and Kent have a regular meeting. That meeting will be held at 6 p.m. It is via Zoom. Also, West Cornwall, 5 p.m., the West Cornwall Sewer and Septic Zoom meeting. At 7 o'clock, Planning and Zoning Commission Zoom meeting. 7:30, the Park and Recreation Zoom meeting. And at 7:30, the Housatonic River Commission a Zoom meeting. Flu shots will be available on Wednesday, 9 a.m. till 3 p.m. at SVNA, 38 Salmon Kill Road in Salisbury. Flu clinic will be held outside, weather permitting. Wear a mask and practice social distancing. Falls Village hearing on the proposed affordable housing development on River Road in Falls Village has been continued until Wednesday at 6:30. It'll be held via Zoom. Details will be posted on the Falls Village website. On Wednesday, Mark Scarborough's series on Wallace Stevens is a Zoom meeting from 10 until 11:45 in Cornwall. At 7 o'clock, offline Zoom forum about generators in Cornwall. On Thursday in Cornwall, the deadline for next month's Chronicle submitting stories there, and also at 7 o'clock, the Board of Finance in Cornwall has a Zoom meeting. The Town of Ancrum preliminary budget public hearing will be held on Thursday. The Ancrum Town Board will hold a public hearing via Zoom, soliciting public comments on the preliminary budget. The public hearing will begin at 6:45 on the 15th. A copy of the preliminary budget is available at the town website. More information is available at that town website. Pine Plains has a town board meeting coming up on Thursday via Zoom. It's at 7 p.m. American Legion Post 178 will hold a barbecue amid the COVID pandemic, of a joint venture of the American Legion Auxiliary and Sons of the American Legion, Saturday, October 17th. Takeout only chicken barbecue with sides and dessert. Dinners can be picked up at the American Legion Post, 155 Route 44, between 5 and 6. Advanced tickets available from any Legion member or by calling or texting 518-755-0291. Tickets will be $15 each. The Egremont Volunteer Fire Department annual steak dinner is takeout only this year, Sunday, October 18th. 14-ounce strip steak, salad, potato, hot fudge sundae, garlic bread, and soda. You can pick up at the South Egremont Firehouse 4 till 8 p.m. Donation $25 per dinner. Check or exact cash. Delivery orders are available. 413-528-0971. Grills, dump trucks, chippers, and more will be available in Dutchess County's surplus auction, which we held online 8 p.m. October 19th. More information is available at the Dutchess County website. A report in Connecticut yesterday at Coronavirus Update. Hospitalizations have increased since Friday. The positivity rate now is a little above 1.4%. 155 hospitalizations, cases totaled 61,377, deaths 4,532 since the start of the pandemic in Connecticut. On Monday, there were 61,377 coronavirus cases reported, up 290 since Friday. Out of 77,261 tests administered, 1,066 came back positive. That leaves the positivity rate at 1.4%. In Germantown, a woman was airlifted to Albany Medical Center on Sunday following an all-terrain vehicle accident. According to fire officials, the unidentified woman, 23, was found unconscious but alive after the crash. Germantown Second Assistant Chief Philip Salvatore said at about 1140, Columbia County 911 sent Germantown Fire Department and Northern Dutchess Pandemics to 360 Old Sawmill Road after receiving reports that a four-wheel ATV struck a tree. Early voting in cities and towns throughout Massachusetts will begin this coming Saturday and continue through October 30th. Voting sites will operate as ballot drop-off locations also for those who've received vote-by-mail ballots. More than 1.3 million ballots have been mailed to voters throughout the state as of Monday morning, according to a news release by the Secretary of State of Massachusetts. In New York, as small businesses and live event venues struggle to recover from a summer of heavy, limited operations, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand is calling for legislation to create a new loan program to help them. It's dubbed the Restart Act that would create a new loan program to fund 6 months of employer and operating expenses for businesses to create new loan programs for small, mid-sized businesses that have lost substantial revenue and have been unable to access a lifeline through the Paycheck Protection Program. Marist College placed campus activities on pause after an off-campus gathering resulted in multiple cases of COVID-19. Students were notified at the end of last week that the college's medical and contact tracing teams, along with the Dutchess County Behavioral and Community Health, are in the process of identifying more cases, according to an email obtained by the college president by the Poughkeepsie Journal. There have been 12 positive cases identified related to the Marist incident, but the number of cases could change as they continue testing. Big Y Foods is donating a portion of proceeds from various departments throughout its stores during October to 32 breast cancer groups throughout the Massachusetts area and Connecticut, including Berkshire Medical Center's Women's Imaging Center in Pittsfield. The regional supermarket chain's annual program, Partners of Hope, has raised more than $2 million for breast cancer support groups since its inception in 2007. Big Y is based in Springfield, operates at Berkshire Markets in Great Barrington, Lee, North Adams, and Pittsfield. A reminder, the hearing on the proposed affordable housing development on River Road in Falls Village has been continued. The next meeting will be October 14th at 6:30. It'll be held via Zoom. Details are posted on the Falls Village website. How to join in. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook, and Salisbury Bank and Trust, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 28,837.52, the NASDAQ at 11,876.26, and the S&P 500 at 3534.22. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.